Last year, 645 people died of heat-related causes in the Phoenix metro area. Almost half of those deaths were among the unhoused population. A street medicine team is trying a new intervention that they hope will reduce deaths. Kathy Ritchie with member station KJZZ reports.
On a hot Thursday morning at the Burnage Soup Kitchen in an industrial part of Phoenix, it's already 99 degrees. Nurse practitioner Perla Puebla is under a pop-up canopy, carefully scanning a patient's hand for a vein.
Still a tourniquet, all right? It's going to be tight.
Puebla is with Circle the City, a nonprofit that provides mobile health care to the city's homeless population.
Be clean, and then we're going to try this.
The patient is dehydrated, so severely that he's barely able to stay upright. People in this condition can actually become unable to drink water or keep it down. So Puebla wants to give him fluid intravenously. IV rehydration is typically done in emergency rooms, but Puebla says unhoused people often tell her they don't want to go to a hospital.
Because they don't want to lose their belongings, all their belongings that they have to have with them, which is everything that they own, right?
So in May, Circle the City started offering IV rehydration right on the streets. Dr. Asia Terry, president of the American College of Emergency Physicians, says in instances where problems arise with IV rehydration, having the resources of an ER at hand could be life-saving, things like access to a lab and higher levels of care. But Terry says her colleagues generally support meeting patients wherever they are.
We like to, in many instances, think of ourselves as MacGyvers, in fact, to figure out how to make it work regardless of resources or it being ideal.
Circle the City in Phoenix is likely the first street medicine group to start making IV rehydration a regular part of their daily practices, says Dr. Jim Withers with the nonprofit Street Medicine Institute in Pennsylvania.
It very much is in the spirit of street medicine, which is to adapt to the people and the circumstances that they're living in, rather than expecting them to come to the system.
Back on the searing hot street in Phoenix, Perla Puebla is having trouble establishing the IV in her patient's vein. He tells her that he's been using IV drugs for 30 years.
It's not threading in. Have you used this one a lot?
Yeah.
Okay. No go.
It just won't work. Puebla tells the man to go to the emergency room and offers to call Uber Health, a non-emergency medical transport. He says he'll go, but wants to eat first. His friend, Victor Flores, who was also seen by the team, is worried.
Last night he didn't look good. Like, we got scared.
Flores says he and the man have a place to live, but don't have air conditioning. And this summer is shaping up to be worse than last year, which was the hottest on record.
It's bad. It's really, really bad.
Flores and his friend head to the soup kitchen.
It is discouraging. I don't like to miss IV, especially because we could have really helped them feel better.
Puebla takes the unused 1-liter saline bag and tosses it into the garbage and prepares to see her next patient. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Ritchie in Phoenix.